Item number 16, please.
Item number 16, from the Chief Information Officer, Information Management Services Division, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding assessment of Milwaukee County data centers and recommended action. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Lundberg, good morning, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before you, supervisors, before you, you have the informational report that I wrote after having a company from Minnesota come in. It's a name of Reliable Resources, experts in data center design, come in and do an assessment of our data center. This occurred after the courthouse fire of last August. Wanted to get an understanding of what we have, what we're capable of, where we're falling short, and what it would take to make things right. Data center services are critically important to the services we provide to county government and to our citizens. So it seemed prudent to take a good hard look at what we're doing and where we're going to go in the future. And that's what's contained within this report.
Any comments, questions? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This report sort of crystallized for me a bit of a change in thinking that I've been progressing towards since I've been here. When I started, my instinct would be to say, bring everything in-house, let's do it all. Put the jobs in Milwaukee, we'll train the people, create great things, da 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 da. Well, what I realized, I've been realizing slowly over time, and like I said, it's crystallized in this report, Mr. Chairman, that we do not specialize in the construction or the maintenance of data centers, which are rather expensive, rather specialized. And if we did, then we'd have to have staff on hand up all hours of the night, sometimes days in a row, dealing with attacks from shadow groups in Russia that know more about the technology than we do. That's true. So on that basis, it makes sense to look at, turning to third parties for the administration of the service. I could say outsourcing. And moreover, I think it makes sense to a lot of my colleagues on the cost basis. It would cost a lot to implement a good data center here. It would be our obligation in perpetuity at ongoing costs. And I think here, one of those cases, the numbers actually do speak for themselves. So I'll let the numbers do the talking, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Mrs. Lundberg, of the even though this report is informational for the strategy comparisons, would you give us a brief summary of the strategy comparisons?
So, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, when Reliable Resources came in, they assessed us, you know, first of all, what we had, and then painted some future state suggestions, one of which is just to maintain current state and assume the risk that we have today, which is significant. And in all these scenarios, they painted 1, 5, and 10-year costs to pursue. So the current state, you know, the 10-year cost is $27 million, and we don't mitigate any risk. If we were to follow three different scenarios where we either, you know, invest in our current data center and either relocate or, excuse me, create a new data center in another county facility or build a new data center, the costs go up substantially over a 10-year period, and I need my glasses for this, ranging from $38 million to $44 million. So it's not insignificant. The fifth option put on the table was to view our data center services as a commodity, and in fact, that's where the world is today. In many cases where you go to big companies that know how to run servers, it's a commodity service. They bring tier 3 level services at a fraction of the cost that we can do ourselves. And it's just where technology is moving. So from my perspective, jobs change. We move from managing servers to managing services with the provider. And it gives us the opportunity to focus more on the business of Milwaukee County versus that of technology, which is what we should be doing.
Thank you. Supervisor Jersey.
I mean, this is really an area of expertise. And as board members, I think we have to rely on your expertise. and also the expertise of the consultants that you brought in.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the nature of my questions. Have we gotten the best advice we can go out and get?
Well, first of all, this consultant, we could have brought in other firms. This is a company that designs and builds data centers for organizations like NASA and other big companies. So they understand not just the engineering, the design, but they understand the run characteristics and all those other things that are important in terms of network redundancy, different paths, power distribution. They didn't come in and tell us what we needed. They came in and asked, what are you looking for? And so when I start talking about services like those that affect public safety and health and human needs that require high levels of availability, then it's a pretty simple formula that says, you know, one data center is probably not enough. You need to think about business continuity. Disaster recovery is sort of an old term. We don't use it anymore. We look at it at an application level and then position it with technology such that we provide high availability at lowest possible cost. We, Milwaukee County as an entity, don't have the money to provide what I call real high availability. We go to the cloud for that in terms of hosted services. And Microsoft and Google and Amazon, they have data centers all over the world. And if we want to pay for it and we lose an application on their data center in Utah, it automatically fails over to a data center in Virginia. It just happens. And it's not us trying to engineer that. It's the experts letting us shop from a menu and decide what level of service we want. So it's a long answer to, I think, an easy question that you had. This has been going on in the industry probably for the past 15 years, easily, if not longer. I've been through three of these already. And, you know, personal opinion, just as a individual with a lot of expertise in IT, is data centers are hard to run and they're expensive, and you're better off paying someone else to deliver the service. It's kind of like, do you want to run your own generator, or would you rather buy it from electricity from We Energies?
I mean, I assume you're getting us ready for some budget decisions. We're moving towards operational expense, which will increase, but less capital expense.
That would be correct. But that wouldn't be in the short term. I think we've got a bit of a journey to make here over time. So the answer, big picture, yes, there are budget discussions. Are you going to have them in the next 2 months? Looking to Josh for help here. In the next 2 months, probably not.
Okay. I also think this has some application to another major decision we're making, and that is our facilities downsizing. In the bad old days, we'd be having lots and lots of file cabinets where all of our data was kept.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten away from that, and yet we still have the buildings that hold the file cabinets. And I think we have to start rethinking the way all of us do business and understand that if we're going to have more operational costs with our service, we need to seriously look at downsizing the space that used to hold old file cabinets. So I think that is part and parcel of this bigger discussion that I hope all of my colleagues will, you know, get together and start making some good strategic facility downsizing decisions as we start to spend more money on this kind of, new horizon, if you will. So I just hope we continue to get very good advice. I am not questioning the reputation of our IT guy inside. I'm satisfied with that. Mm-hmm. I just hope we're getting good consultant advice, which, quite frankly, I don't have the expertise, nor do I claim the expertise. Maybe Supervisor Haas is a little better on that than I am. But we just need to, hopefully, you're taking us in the right direction with these consultants. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. I don't know a lot about this, but one of the things I had heard about recently was problems with people losing access to their data because the hosting site, the data center, had another client that was subject to a court action, and so the court came in like they were pirating movies or whatever, and so you get, you know, the industry comes in with a court action to shut down, shut the operation down, but the other clients became subject to that as well. They had a business interruption because all the data became sort of tied up until it could be sorted out or something. Would ours be on its own equipment and so that it's segregated from such a possibility, or how is that handled?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yeah, we're not mixing our data with other organizations or entities, and in fact, we need to make sure that we maintain the rules and such for HIPAA and CJIS compliancy, which is going to drive not just physical separation of the data, but also physical separation of the equipment, you know, in their own locked cages with very high degrees of security. So a short answer to your question is we aren't commingling our stuff with other organizations. In fact, we're going to be in the government cloud for many of the services we acquire, which means special either data centers or special sections within data centers targeted specifically towards government entities. Uh-oh, I think she wants to rescue me.
No, not rescue, no. Just add dialogue. Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Laurie Pinelli, Deputy CIO. Supervisor Lipscomb, we would be protected from that also contractually, that type of language would be placed in our contract, because they are required to provide us certain percentages of uptime, and we make sure Milwaukee County is protected from such an issue.
Okay. The facility, the new data center in Concordia, the Green Fire built, is that the type of facility, or is that not meet the level?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, that is actually exactly the kind of facility we're looking for. What we don't want to do is manage the servers within that facility,
right,
which is what they do. So, for example, if CDW were, and I'm picking them out of thin air, which is a major provider of computer services worldwide, if we were to contract with them for hosted services, it's likely they would run those servers in that data center. But it's also, we would look for them to position servers or services elsewhere with geographical dispersion, so that if we had an explosion there or some smoking hole event, we could just fault services over to another data center. So it's
interesting. So a data center like that is not the provider. They're like the landlord. Then they're leasing space to multiple vendors. So we could be buying.
Yes,
we'd be. Okay, interesting.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Any other? Supervisor Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That was exactly what I was about to mention. That business is in my district. Pretty good development. What does that mean for current employees that are in the IT department and division? Since we will be, in a way, scaling back from our own IT capital projects, does that mean reduced work for our own employees? And does that also mean that our current workforce in IT will need to change somewhat?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, so let's talk about positions. Let's not talk about people. Jobs will change, and I think we all have to recognize that going forward. In fact, we've notified DC 48 about this, that we're contemplating changes, and I still don't know what that looks like going forward. But if we're no longer managing servers, I really don't need positions that manage servers. What I need are positions that manage the service providers of those services. Did you want to add that?
No, and that's exactly right, to make sure that they are meeting our needs,
yeah,
and keeping an eye on their performance. Also, I think positions will change in the area of, we need people in security. We need so we're going to meet the greater need of Milwaukee County as we change these positions.
What's the estimation of how much change to the workforce that you're referring to?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, with respect to the specific initiative, that's upwards of 3 positions could be affected.
Okay. And how many in your division?
Approximately 50.
Okay.
Just as, and I'd like to add to that, bigger picture thinking is you know, we're facing significant retirements in the next 2 to 3 to 4 years, and so we need to think holistically how we're moving forward, right?
And I would agree with Supervisor Haas. We had this discussion during, I think, during the budget, and referring to how quick we can move on those emergency the build-out project that we were referring to, and I think this kind of touches on that project as well, the emergency build-out. For data, when we talked about the fire and emergency preparation.
Well, business continuity, the COOP planning.
I think it was like the digital site build out. That's what I remember it, labeled in the capital projects.
Is that the radios? I'm sorry.
I might be confusing myself too.
That's all right.
We also have the 800 megahertz digital build out, which is the public safety radio project. That is a project that we are undertaking right now, and that's separate from the computer data center and from computer systems. Okay. I know it's all confusing.
That was a bit about it, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to get insight on how that could possibly change our workforce in IT.
Thank you, Supervisor. For this particular item, Supervisor Mayhem.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, even though the person made the comment about let's look at positions, but the people are the positions. The people are having family supporting jobs. We don't need more management. If we downsizing our staff, we need to start looking to downsize our management. And when the budget process comes, more people that we get rid of, I think we have to equal enough to get rid of managers also. Because if you're looking to bring other people in to replace other people, and they're not managing anymore, you don't have a staff to manage. So I think we got to look, really, and we were looking at that, of saying, okay, you're taking people, family supporting jobs away, bringing people with less, don't understand Milwaukee County, it's going to hurt. So when you talk about don't just look at the positions, look at the people who are taxpayers, who are paying my salary, your salary also. They need a job. So when we look at that, I will be sure looking at the management positions too to take out.
May I respond?
As I'm Mr. Chairman.
Director, Chief,
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. I understand what you're saying, Supervisor Mayo, but I want to point out that at least from my perspective, form follows function. So as technology changes in Milwaukee County as it is in the rest of the world, we need to make sure that we design an organization that makes sense, that delivers great services at a great cost, at a low cost to Milwaukee County. So, I'm not telling you we're letting people go. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I will commit to we will design an organization based on the functional needs of Milwaukee County.
Mr. Chairman, bottom line is good function sound good, but I'm going to be streamlining also to make we have a good function, because more people, positions you get rid of, we also got to look at upper management positions to get rid of too. I think that's fair enough to make sure that we be in the proper etiquette of making sure we align ourselves with the going concerns of Milwaukee County. Also align that we're doing more specific. We're going to do more with less. And that's what that's the motto. That's my motto also.
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to actually build on Supervisor Mayo, which is a very important point. We should also be aware of opportunities to train workers that possibly could be let go so that they're better prepared for the workforce or moved into other areas where we can have them fill in gaps, whether that's consulting costs or things of that nature, and make sure that our own employees are being trained so that they can have a place in Milwaukee County if possible. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to remind the committee that we're looking at hypothetical, probable future situations with regard to this change in our IT infrastructure. And as Director Lindbergh noted, they're going to be having a lot of retirements in the relatively near future, in terms of near future being years. So I think I will join my colleague, Supervisor Mayo, in inspecting the budget and inspecting the plans of IMSD and the administration to see what they're planning on doing with positions. Yeah, positions affect people. I've been very leery about cutting positions, which we've done repeatedly through this committee. And one question I always like to ask is there somebody in that position right now? The uniform answer I've heard has been, no, there's nobody in there right now. That person retired or that person has resigned, and we're going to use this, I'm thinking of the parks and highways cross-collaboration. So I'd like to let IMSD, the director and his staff, do their job, and then we'll see. You know, when it comes to the budget, my friends, that is when we have our chance to say what shall happen. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments, questions? I have a card from David Eisen. Mr. Eisen, if you come forward. What I would like to see happen is that we finish approximately 12:30, 12:45, unless supervisors want to go take a break and then return for lunch. That's what I am looking forward to at this particular time. Mr. Eisen?
Yeah, good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. I heard that a notice was sent regarding this initiative to District Council 48. We did indeed receive a notification from Don Tyler from Department of Administrative Services on June 9th. That's what it was dated. I followed up on behalf of our director, District Council 48, and indicated, as the letter indicates, we did want to have a meeting and discuss, you know, what this was all about. I did so last Friday, received no communication back, followed up with an email on Tuesday to Mr. Tyler and company, and again, reiterated our request to meet to discuss this initiative in further detail. To date, I have not had a response back, nor has our director, regarding this. And this is language that is under our status quo under County Ordinance 17.015. If, in fact, we do not get a response back from the department, we will be contacting the county executive because, as ordinance indicates, the county executive is responsible for making sure that county resolutions and ordinance are followed, including the status quo ordinance. So we will be contacting the county exec to advise him to advise his department head to meet with us as is indicated. So I just want to, you know, put that on the record since it was put on the record that we were notified. Thank you.
I need to speak here if you don't mind. We did notify you specific to this assessment back in May. So the notification you received June 9th was related to different matters, not to this.
Okay.
If you chose not to respond, that was your choice. But we notified you. And I can provide
evidence. We may have. I would appreciate it because I didn't get it.
I will.
Yes,
okay.
Okay. If I just, Supervisor Johnson, yeah, I'd like to see the letter to see who the individuals who were notified were on the letter. I don't get everything that goes to Council 48. It may seem like it, but I don't. So if my name's on there and I didn't see it, then I would, you know, admit, I apologize. We should have had a meeting, but I would like to see if my name was on the letter.
Well, I heard Director Tyler say something.
I'm sorry, Boyd.
So I would expect that the communications will be forthcoming to Mr. Eisner or to the Executive Director of District Council 48 or both. Thank you. And Mr. Lindbergh has given us information related to this particular item. I would like to entertain a motion to receive and place on file so that the other nine members of the county board will receive information. Supervisor Ramos, okay, moves such. Supervisor Haas, did you have something else?
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
There's a motion to receive and place on file item 16. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 16 be received and placed on file prevails.
Item 23, please.
Thank you.
Yes. The one related to...